Okay, so as everybody knows, recently we lost Terry Jones. And we've just watched on the Monty Python YouTube channel, they actually have a series of skits that, you know, it's only short, it's only about 3 minutes or so. But what were people's favourite, I guess, the thing that really came out to you with Terry Jones on stage and or in TV series or theatre?
So many of my favourite ones were shown in that snippet.
Yeah.
So many that I remember. I always used to remember him because I got introduced to Monty Python probably younger than I should have. I used to always remember him as the one that always dresses the woman.
Yeah.
He always dresses the housewife. And he was Brian's mum, and he was always quick to jump into drag, I think. The Bishop was a great one. That was one of my favourites. And does anyone know the Bishop sketch?
Yeah, obviously he's pretending to be.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's
I don't
like
think I've seen
Saint,
it, no.
I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Saint. It's like those old school kind of anti-hero, crime-busting spy type shows.
Yeah.
But he's a bishop. He's a Roman Catholic. No, he's Anglican bishop. And he's got the full hat and the whole. And then, yeah, it's like, oh, we need to get here and save the day. And he's got this big souped-up charger and he rocks up with his big hat. And then they rock up to the church. And before he could get there, like, you know, there'd be a baby being baptized. And it's got like a bomb strapped to it or something. And next bit, it's like, we got there too late. Oh, no. And then on to the next cry. It was just ridiculous. That was, yeah.
Gypsy, you used to watch a lot of.
Oh, yeah.
You've watched all the old Monty Pythons, more than me, I think.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. I'd give you a run for your money, maybe.
I think you would easily give me a run for my money.
I'd try.
Yeah.
It's weird. I only ever really paid attention to, like, John Cleese and Eric Idle, mostly. I do know him as, like, you know, the woman most of the time.
Yeah.
Or the counterpart to Wink Wink Nudge Nudge is always a good one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He always did a good straight guy.
He really did. He was a very good straight guy.
He would work well with other people, and so he was always a really great ensemble character.
Wasn't he the I'd like to have an argument? He did that once as well.
He was the one.
Which was brilliant.
I'd like to have an argument, please.
No, he was amazing.
Is that your favourite role, Angus?
I know my least favourite role of his.
What's his least favourite role?
The blowing up one.
That one's sadly, man.
To be honest, I didn't even realise that was him until now.
Yeah.
I didn't even realise that was Terry Jones in that massive suit throwing up and blowing up.
Yeah.
He was the most disgusting character.
Because I was young when I watched Monty Python for the first time, obviously there was a lot of stuff I didn't get until I was a lot older, probably a lot more age appropriate with Monty Python than any of life.
Yes.
But as a child, that was a killer sketch. You know, watching this massive guy just throw up all over everyone for 5-10 minutes.
I think one of my favourites would be the where did that fish go? Fishy.
He's under the carpet. I didn't go.
Jeanette, what are any favourites you've got?
I actually, more familiar with him probably from his documentaries. I love Crusades, Lives, the documentaries he did, which I really, really enjoyed. And his writing, the time of the Iraq War, I read all his articles. And Nico Bobinus, one of his children's books, which I read to the kids when they were little.
Hmm. And Alex, what do you think?
Because I've realised I've only seen about half of the Monty Python episodes, so some of the ones that he's probably in aren't probably my favourites. But I'm just noticing that in that clip of his, they didn't show any of his work with Monty Python and the Holy Grail, maybe because he was a bit too stiff in the roles. But he was being said, go ahead and so on. Yeah, I just like that to say he was the director of Life of Brian and a lot of the other ones as well.
And Holy Grail. He directed Holy Grail.
It was Terry Gilliam he shared it with as well.
Yes.
And just like, yeah, he's responsible for the behind the scenes stuff. Yay.
Which doesn't get the recognition.
Yeah.
He was brilliant. He was a brilliant director. They were great movies and he was behind that.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of work, especially Holy Grail, because they didn't have much funding.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, stress and anxiety about pulling it all together. They weren't experienced, so they made a lot of mistakes because they hadn't directed a film before. And so it was hugely stressful.
Mm. Yeah. And also, I was thinking of the sketches he was in. He was the straight man, like, say, we've got a witch, can we burn her? He was the straight man in that skit. And it was really good in that, but at the same time, he was the least funny character. He needed to be there in order to make this sketch go.
It's interesting. You always connect with the funny guys and don't look as happily
the straight man. Mm. It's like, remember, Eckhart being wacky or Michael Palin being wacky or John Cleese being wacky, but you don't remember Terry Jones' stuff.
Yeah.
But then yeah, it tended to be when he was doing his funny stuff, it was him dressed as a woman. You know?
Yeah.
And that was always the joke. Like, it was always like, oh, yeah, let's get Terry dressed as a woman.
Because he's the least womanly looking.
Exactly. That was always the joke. Yeah. He was the least suited to it.
Yeah.
One thing, and I think it's really great because you guys both brought up elements that he did outside of Monty Python, but he wrote the first draft of Labyrinth, which is one of my favourite movies of all time.
I didn't know that.
He got tweaked a bit. I think he's the first name when it comes to the writing credits.
Amazing.
What was it? Gates McFadden?
Was the choreographer?
Yes. Dancing Doctor.
And did you know the Fieries? I'm sorry, I'm segueing to Labyrinth now. You open the gate.
Sorry, I had to.
Oh, you remember the Fieries in Labyrinth? Oh, yeah. Those ones take their heads off and stuff. So that is Kevin Clash, who's Elmo. Danny John-Jules, Cat from Red Dwarf.
Yes.
And the guy who played Queeg, who was a choreographer and was actually the person who got Danny John-Jules onto the role. Because they kind of went, oh, we need this other voice actor. And the guy, I can't think of his name, but yeah, apparently he was a dancer right back from the 70s. And he went, oh, I'll ask my mate Danny to do it. He'll come do the other part. And they were the three guys who were in that.
Yes, he also co-wrote Ripping Yarns as well.
Oh, Ripping Yarns is awesome.
So with he did it Michael with Palin.
Yes, he and Michael Palin were very good friends. And they did that Complete and Utter History of Britain was their first, which we do have.
I've seen it. I remember one of the characters sitting in a bathtub talking about the 1066 footy game versus King Harold. And
I guess the last film he directed was Jeepers Creepers. That was a play, but he also directed absolutely anything that was...
That's on Netflix at the moment.
Yeah, that's on Netflix at the moment. So there you go. With Simon Pegg. I, in fact, watched the beginning of that last night. So there you go.
It must have been good. I got to the beginning.
That's right. I haven't finished it. No.
I remember seeing the trailers for that.
He also did a version of The Wind in the Willows, which I borrowed from the library.
Yes, The Wind in the Willows, 96 or something.
So
yes,
I have not seen that. I missed it.
I remember that. I think I watched that as a child on ABC, but I didn't know whether it really happened or whether it was real.
What was real and what was not. So I guess that's Vale, Terry Jones. Mm. Goodbye from the Classic Cult TV Club.
And thank you for all the fun.
So Vale, Terry Jones, and goodbye.